Hello, you're listening to This Nomad Life. I'm Minnie Van Lee, your host. I've got a really great, interesting episode ahead. So let's get started. Hello, and welcome to This Nomad Life. My name is Minnie Van Lee, your host. I'm recording from my minivan at a beautiful park in Reno, and I'm very excited about this episode because today I have my daughter, Manny, with us. She's in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I am in Reno, Nevada, and we're using Zoom for this interview. I've talked about my daughter many times on my videos on my YouTube channel, Minnie Van Lee, and I've invited her here today to discuss parents living the nomadic lifestyle and how their grown children can understand this situation and fit it into their lives. My daughter is a nurse practitioner. She's a mother, wife, daughter, sister, and aunt. She's my firstborn child of four children, and we're very close. In fact, she is the first person to bring attention to the nomadic movement in America to me. She led me to Bob Wells' YouTube videos, Cheap RV Living, 2 years before I started my own nomadic adventures. So let's get her on the line here in Zoom. Hi, Manny.
Hi, Mom.
I'm so happy to have you here. I talk about you often. I've had some followers on my YouTube channel ask me how my children feel about me traveling as a solo female around the country. Now, how do you handle that fact?
Right, so how do I feel about you traveling as a nomad by yourself?
Yes.
And being a female? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I know you pretty well, and I know that you're, pretty capable. You've lived as a single female for, gosh, a couple of decades now. And, honestly, I don't worry too much because I know that, you can take care of yourself pretty well. By and large, I applaud what you're doing. And I have to be honest, I don't worry too much at all. I mean, I don't know if your viewers or listeners, if you told them about the time where, you had your appendix taken out. I mean, I was a little bit worried then. Thank God you had a friend there with you. Yeah, you always seem to have good people around you. So I honestly don't worry that much. I mean, you're fully capable and you're not, out there, drunk driving or inebriated or, go to bed early and you don't really put yourself in crazy situations. So yeah, I think you're pretty level-headed and you always have been and you have a really good head on your shoulders. So yeah, a person like you, I don't worry about that much, I mean, you're pretty careful and cautious and you do your research. And I think, again, your listeners and viewers probably can tell that about you. And you do a lot of planning and researching that goes into this lifestyle. So, yeah, I mean, I think that that's all the positive things. So, yeah, I don't worry that much. But I mean, I can see how some people might worry about their parents, if maybe their parents maybe didn't plan as much or, maybe they got themselves into certain situations that might be dangerous, but you've never been like that. So yeah, I say go for it.
YouTube.com, Minnie Van Lee. Videos about nomad life. Instructional videos, travel videos. I will teach you how to live in your minivan or SUV successfully in style. I share ideas and gadgets, including a really great solar setup, so you can keep yourself powered up and have energy throughout your travels. It's a great life, full time. It's also great for using your minivan as a camper for vacations. So go to youtube.com and search for Minivan Lee, L-E-E, Minivan Lee. Please subscribe and ring the bell for notifications. Now back to the show. We're back. Another question. What's the biggest surprise you've had since I've been on the road as a nomad?
So what has surprised me about your adventures?
Anything.
Well, it's a little bit of a surprise on how much you've taken off with the social media and, you know, the YouTube channel, and now expanding into the podcast, and, you know, you have your website, and you're on a lot, you know, you're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. So I wouldn't say that I'm surprised, because I know that you've been on YouTube for probably 10 years or more, just kind of, you know, making videos, and you've just been active on there. But now really expanding and having that audience space to really interact with, I mean, that's been surprising, and it's been a pleasant surprise. It's pretty interesting to watch. And I, you know, I'm following along with your adventures, just like your, you know, viewers. So it's exciting. It's a little bit surprising too, but I think that it's interesting. I mean, I watch your videos, not just because you're my mom, but follow other nomads actually. And I watch their videos too. So you're kind of in that same rotation as them, but yeah, it's good content and I enjoy it. So that's been surprising, but it's been pleasantly surprising. So I think it's pretty cool.
What apps and software do you recommend to our listeners to help families stay in contact?
Like for nomads or just in general?
Well, since we're talking about nomads, yeah. How can,
right,
since communication is so key, do you have any apps or software that you recommend to our listeners?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, communication is important. I mean, I think that's the number one thing as far as, you know, having any family member that's doing this nomadic lifestyle, you know, communicating with them, you know, as often as you can. I think that's really important. So one of the tools that we've used for a while now to communicate is WhatsApp. And you know, you can download that if you have a smartphone, or I don't even know, you can probably download it onto your laptop or your desktop. WhatsApp is a great tool. You can basically communicate and record. You can record shares that the other person can listen to at their convenience, or you can do phone calls through WhatsApp, or you can do video calls through WhatsApp. And it goes, you know, it's all through the internet. So you don't have to have cell service. You can just have Wi-Fi. I even communicate with a couple of people on WhatsApp internationally, because it's not going to be charged. It's through WhatsApp. So if, you know, I have a couple of people that I talk to in England, and, you know, I put in their number in WhatsApp and I'm not charged for it. So WhatsApp is a really good tool. You know, another one, I mean, I'm on Instagram, you're on Instagram. So that's nice to kind of like keep tabs. I'm trying to think of what else. I think we use WhatsApp a lot.
We do.
That's the number one that comes to my mind. Yeah, WhatsApp is great. And then, you know, you can just, it has a lot of uses on it. I think that, you know, we have a channel that's just personally between us. And like you said, nobody else is on that channel, and we can just leave shares to each other and listen to them when we have time. So I feel like it's even better than a phone call, because, you know, sometimes you might not have time to take a phone call in the moment. So yeah, that's nice.
Another aspect of WhatsApp that you told me about in the very beginning, when you told me to download it, was the fact that when you talk to somebody face-to-face or you talk to somebody on the phone, there may be, oh, I don't know, facial expressions that might stop your thinking process. You're looking at the other person, or somebody interrupts what you're saying. When you leave a share on WhatsApp, there are no interruptions. You're just saying what's on your mind.
Yeah, I really like the WhatsApp, and I would encourage any, you know, family members, friends, because it really, you know, kind of forces you to listen to what the other person's saying instead of interjecting. And I think you get more out of the conversation because it allows you just to listen, without thinking, oh, well, I want to say this, so I think I'm going to interrupt them now. You know, you can just listen. And then when it's your turn to talk or your turn to share, you know, you get that same benefit. You know, you're just talking and sharing and you're being heard. You know, you're not maybe being interrupted. So yeah, it's a great way to communicate. It's a different way to communicate, but it's actually pretty nice because of what you were just talking about.
Well, here's another question that is in the same realm. Are there better systems and apps for grandparents and grandchildren to interact while grandparents are on the road? We talk about WhatsApp, but your daughter is six. My granddaughter is six. I don't know if WhatsApp might be the best for her. Are there any other recommendations?
Right. Yeah. I I'm not as techie as I used to be. It's funny having younger kids and they really, take up your time. The only thing that comes to my mind, on WhatsApp, you can leave videos. It's not just recordings. I know for you all the time, I'll take a video and it can take up to 4-minute videos. I'll leave you a video of things that are going on, because what I wanted to say was maybe using like YouTube and posting up videos of the family, but actually WhatsApp has that. And I find it's easier to use because in the app itself, there's just a video record mode and, you know, you can just do it right there. So it's really super easy. So you can tell I really like WhatsApp. I use that a lot. I'm using that a lot now. I'm sure that there's a lot more. But yeah, I'm really enjoying WhatsApp.
I'm going to go to another commercial break and we'll be right back. Amazon links for gadgets and fun stuff for nomad life. Go to youtube.com and check out the video descriptions. There are links for Amazon products. When you use the links, I receive a small commission when you order within 24 hours of putting the item in your cart. Now, even if you don't purchase that particular product, but you buy something else after using my link, I receive a commission on the item you purchase. This helps fund my videos and my podcast costs, which can be large sometimes. But thank you so much for doing this for me. And all of the links are products that I use and I have already tested out, and are for the nomad life or camper life, if that's what you choose. Now back to the program. Well, welcome back, everyone. Another question for Manny, my daughter. Do you have any advice for grown children of nomadic parents out there that might be listening?
I don't know. In my experience, it's been a really good exercise in trust. It's like, do I trust my mom to make the right decisions? Do I trust her judgment? And it just, and I, you know, that might be difficult, especially if you're a solo female and you're not out there with a husband or a friend or something. That might make, you know, some people worry, but just kind of trusting in you to know what's best for you and just kind of, I don't know, maybe letting go a little bit, letting go of that worry and letting you kind of go off on an adventure and explore a little bit. I don't know, there was a time where I might have, you know, worried a little bit about you even before you did the nomad stuff. And I might've wanted to keep like a really tight rein on you and like, oh, you know, I want to protect my mom. I want to protect my parent. But as you know, as an adult child now, and then with you doing the nomadic thing, it's a really good exercise in just trusting in you and just kind of watching you kind of flourish a little bit and realize, hey, you know, you're fully capable. You don't really need taking care of that much. I mean, you are capable and I don't know. It's really been nice watching it and watching you really enjoy yourself. So I guess I've just been kind of surprised at how much I enjoy watching you go on an adventure and just explore. and just trusting the process with that, I think. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that answered the question.
Well, it did. Yeah. You know, trust. And it sounds like as the experience gets longer and longer, you're experiencing it. As you experience something, the anxiety tends to maybe lift up just a little bit.
I was kind of thinking about this a little bit just because I knew what the topic was going to be, you know, for this podcast. And I think if I had to give advice to, you know, adult children, if people have parents, you know, or even other family members that are deciding to go into the nomadic lifestyle, you know, if you have any concerns or worries about them, I would really advise those people with the concerns to talk about it. Talk about it with the person who is thinking about being a nomad or who might already have been a nomad for a while. If you have some concerns and worries, I would really encourage you to discuss it with that nomad. You know, and everyone's relationship is, you know, different. We have a pretty close relationship. We have a pretty good relationship. So it's not really difficult for us to communicate. And I can understand, you know, if you might have a more difficult relationship with this nomadic person, maybe it's not easy to express that worry and concern. And that's totally understandable. I would just really encourage them to try and do it anyways, because really what I have found is it alleviates some of that worry if I just express that and I get it out there and I don't hold it in and just kind of hold on to that worry. You know, if I can get it out there, it kind of alleviates me of some of that pressure and stress. So I would just encourage them to just talk about it. You know, I think it came up before in what we've been talking about. Communication is so important. Communicate. That's what advice I would give. Talk about it.
Good advice. Again, it's a communication. We happen to have good communication between our relationships. So, and I know that others might not have as an easy flow, but here's another question totally for you. Just fantasy. Imagine you are a nomad. What type of rig would you love to travel in?
Oh, wow. You know, since you started doing this, you know, me and my husband have talked about, you know, just kind of fantasize, well, would we ever do this? And if we did, what would that look like? So with what we've talked about, we definitely would probably wait till the kids are, you know, grown. But then we've talked about wanting to explore, you know, the country and go live in different places and, you know, be in different places for a little bit. You know, I do like the setup that you have. I've always been kind of interested in the build outs that they have in the Sprinters. I follow a couple people on YouTube and they have these really crazy build outs. So I've always been a little bit intrigued with that because it would be me and my husband. So I thought about that, but you know, I haven't researched it that much. And I know you've researched, being a nomad in a minivan. And so I've heard a lot of the benefits to that. And I have to say that there seem to be a lot of benefits with it. But yeah, so I've kind of looked at the Sprinters and the build outs that they've done. But you know, until you actually live in it, you know, one thing that I've kind of learned from your adventures that until you live in it for a good while, then you kind of start to see what works and what doesn't. So it's really hard to say, you know, living in sticks and bricks, what would be good. But, you know, the build outs with the Sprinters, those look kind of cute. I don't know how practical they are, but.
Well, I did meet a couple at the RTR, and I'm still, so shout out to Louise and Bruce. And they actually had a Sprinter and they're really close there. I think they're in Maine right now. And then they're going to Florida. They go all over and like help out their dad or he has a daughter from previous marriage. Oh yeah. They're all over the place. And I spent some time in it. We were in there just kind of chatting and laughing and oh yeah, they're just snug as a bug in a rug in their Sprinter. Yeah. So
I wouldn't want to do an RV. I would not want to do a fifth wheel. I definitely like a smaller rig.
Yeah.
So I know that. So how small, I don't know, but I don't want to do the RV or the fifth wheel life.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have one place to travel to. Where would it be?
In oh, goodness.
Sprinter, in your new Sprinter with your husband.
Wow, you know, I don't know why, but you know, up north near Montana and Wyoming, that's been kind of calling to me. You know, I lived in the Southwest, you know, now being in the Midwest, have explored the South a little bit, explored the West Coast, you know, living in Arizona, you know, you go to California, we went pretty often, but I don't know, I'm kind of intrigued with Montana and Wyoming and some of those places up north. I'd want to go there.
I have one more question for you. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. So one of the billboards, like when you're diving down the street, right?
Sure.
Okay. I've seen some, you know, funny billboards while driving. So if I could have a billboard, I would want like maybe a one word, a one liner or something just to catch people's attention. I know there was this one I saw, and it was a subway billboard, and it was like, it had this sex, just this giant word, S-E-X, and it was like, well, now that I've got your attention, come on to Subway. So I would just want something to make people laugh while you're driving. So if I had to have a billboard, it'd be something funny and eye-catching like that, one word, just to make people look.
You know what? The next time I have you on, I'm going to say, well, okay, so now what word was that you said? So you'd be thinking about this all this time. I had so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, talking with you and sharing it with our listeners. You know, I just adore you and appreciate your time here with me. I would love to have you back on this Nomad Life podcast, and possibly you could talk about issues that you are totally familiar with in the healthcare field, because that's where you are. And we could talk about maybe staying healthy and safe for nomads and especially seniors.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sure. I'd love to come on and do that. Sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, this was great. This was fun.
It has been fun. And I guess we'll end this here, and I just love you, and I hope that your day goes really good, and you kiss your babies for me, and give your husband a big hug for me too.
Okay, will do. Can't wait to listen to this podcast and watch your next episode on Minivan Lee.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too, Mom. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this Nomad Life. I'm Minnie Van Lee, your host. Please remember to go to youtube.com and search for Minnie Van Lee. I offer videos about solar, cooking in my minivan, staying clean and warm during winter months, and how to stay cool in the summer. And don't forget to subscribe. Each video has a description. Bring down the description window and you will find my YouTube, Amazon links to products I use and I have tried, so I can recommend them to you. It helps me when you go through my links and order from Amazon. I hope everyone has a great week ahead. I know I will, as I live this nomad life. Bye now.